Yesterday's court decision essentially paves the way for Michael Afer to be brought to justice and extradited back to Australia to be held to account for the 74 offences for which he was charged in relation to sexual assault and the rape of three Australian girls at the school while she was their principal. The three sisters, Nicole, Dussie and Ellie. And ultimately what we saw yesterday is the judge saying that Michael Afer is fit to face justice and that she has in fact been faking her illness for the last few years, trying to evade justice by faking that illness.
So what has to happen now before extradition can actually go ahead?
So yesterday Judge Lomp penciled in 20th of July, in about a month and a half of the extradition hearing itself. I'm not sure how long exactly that will go. It should be fairly brief. It's not the trial itself. It's simply about checking if there is sufficient grounds on which to respond favourably to the Australian government's request for extradition. And based on a number of fundamental factors, such as the fact that Australia is obviously a Western democracy, so we'll get a fair trial. They also look at factors such as the level of evidence, the number of complainants, and in this case, again, you got three complainants, 74 offences, charges. So it's a fairly, I would say, with certainty that it's a procedural, it'll just be a procedural process, and it's a matter of time before she gets on that plane. Having said that, what we've seen over the last few years, that anything can happen, especially when her defence come up with all sorts of tricks along the way just to avoid or prolong this process. So anything is still possible, but it should largely be a procedural prompt process moving forward.
To what extent do you think this case has put a strain on Israel's bilateral relations with Australia? Is this affair something that the average Australian knows about, outside of the Jewish community, of course?
Absolutely. This has come up at the highest level of government. The Australian public has been following this. I can tell you over the last 24 hours, it has really been at the top news story of most, if not all, the major news networks. So certainly a keen interest by the Australian people and government, and there is a lot of anger. It's certainly not helping the bilateral relations. Even the Jewish community itself, which is considered to be probably the most Zionistic or one of the most Zionistic communities around the world, in diaspora communities, and even that has had some of an impact where some of the leaders themselves also had to speak out against the way this case has been handled and the government and the Israeli judicial system, and that shouldn't be happening in the first place. I mean, the state of Israel should have a much more robust process to deal with these types of things.
It was clear to a lot of people, or it was claimed by a lot of people, that Yaakov Litzman, when he was health minister, clearly tried to help Michael Afer, a member, of course, of the Gur Hasidic sect. How do you explain his position and that of the community of a whole who seems to have been trying to help her?
Absolutely. There are still countless answers to the questions that have been posed over the last few years. Who has been supporting Michael Afer? Well, we know publicly the police have already recommended that Yaakov Litzman should be indicted for allegedly interfering in the case. So that's been an issue. Other senior rabbis have also been involved in a range of support activities, whether standing behind her publicly, doing fundraisers and the like. So, yes, some segments of the ultra-Orthodox community have certainly been supporting her, which then also explains not just the fact that she's gotten where she has gotten to date, but also the fact that she's even been able to afford some of this country's most prominent and expensive lawyers and public relations experts, for example, such as Ronen Tsur.
So the question is why? Why is the religious community backing someone who is accused of such terrible crimes?
Again, it's not everyone with the religious community, but why are those doing it? There are a number of factors at play here. One is there's the instinctive response where any community institution comes under the spotlight in such circumstances. It's about protecting the reputation of that institution. So there are those factors across the board. In the Haredi world, there are the other factors, such as, you know, they take that position where no one can really amongst us do this. There are segments within that community that believe genuinely that they don't, that real religious people and Haredim don't do those types of things. It's more of a goy, the non-Jews do it, or secular people and the like. So that's another one. And also, many, not just in the ultra-Orthodox world, but many others, don't quite comprehend the fact that a female perpetrator can sexually assault female students or children. If there is an assault, it's on the lighter scale, it's more inappropriate touching. Well, Michael Eifer has been charged with multiple counts of rape, which essentially means that legally that there was penetration with either her fingers or some items. So there are those types of factors. And then also there is the concern around if Michael Eifer goes back to Australia, she is imprisoned, she will have issues around kosher food in the prison. There are also male guards. So those issues come into play. And then I think lastly, and perhaps one of the most important ones, is the fact that if Michael Eifer is brought to justice in Australia, then some of those who were responsible within the Adas community to escape, to evade justice in 2008, suddenly they may be charged with aiding and abetting a criminal, which is still an option. The police a few years ago in Australia said that they were looking into that, because at the time it could have been aiding and abetting an alleged criminal or a suspected criminal. So that's still an issue that's on their head. So all of those things together essentially make it very difficult for them to want to support it. In fact, it gives them every incentive to try to prevent her from ever seeing justice in Australia.